Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, you know, it's hard to put Sean McDonald's music into a box, and I suspect that's just the way he likes it. Na, 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 na,
na, na. Need you. Is he creative of those kinds of songs? Na, 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 na,
na, na. And these? Yeah, he's got so many genres of music that he kind of mixes into his style. Folk, pop, blues, even hip-hop, along with some very honest and poetic lyrics. You know, he's actually in Australia right now at the tail end of a tour, and he joins us from a hotel room on the New South Wales Central Coast. Welcome to Australia and welcome to Open House, Sean. Great to have you.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You enjoyed your time?
I have. I wish it was going to be longer. I think we're just going to be about getting over the jet lag when we leave.
Okay. Yeah. It's like that, isn't it? That's what we did, 24 hours or something, travel between our two countries. And look, before we get into your music, and I guess continuing on the conversation of what we had from our debate this evening, you've got a pretty interesting story, haven't you? Before we talk about your music, you came from the wrong side of the tracks, quote unquote.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. I had a lot of issues with drugs and what not when I was younger, and so I didn't have the best life. My parents had abandoned me as a baby with my grandparents, and so I grew up with my grandparents.
Yeah.
So
do you know why they abandoned you? Like, you know, what their reasoning was? Do you know?
Well, you know, I've never actually asked them. I mean, I kind of have. And really the only response I've ever got from them is they tell me that they just weren't ready. But from my understanding, from my grandparents' side of things, that they were just kind of messed up themselves, and they were pretty heavy into drugs. And I think when I came along, it was unplanned, and they just didn't want to do it. Mm. And so,
Do you have much contact with your parents at the moment?
A little, not a whole lot. I see them from time to time. My mom comes out to concerts here and there when I'm in her area, and then my dad lives with my grandparents now, so I see him when I go home for holidays.
So what kind of teenage years did you have? You mentioned about getting kind of caught up in drugs yourself. Did it go any worse than that? It's bad enough, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, my teenage years, I became a very angry kid. I think about hitting around 12, 13, somewhere in the teens, I just became real angry at the world. And it started off with just kind of just secluding myself from my family. And somewhere in there, I started sneaking out a lot and started running with the wrong crowd. And we were just getting into a lot of trouble. We were breaking into cars and stealing things. And somewhere along the way, you know, I discovered drugs. And I started off doing that, you know, slowly, little here, little there. And it just progressed. And before I knew it, I was, I was pretty heavy addict, doing a lot of different kinds of drugs and multiple kinds at the same time, and just always trying to find that next high.
Did it get you thinking about spiritual things? Did you go on a spiritual journey at all?
I didn't, no, not until college. But spirituality wasn't something that I think I always had a natural fear of God. Even though I don't think I really thought about it, but I think deep inside, something in me always told me that there just has to be. You know, I couldn't see life any other way.
So what was the turning point for you? I mean, you're now a Christian singer-songwriter of the kinds of songs that we hear on our radio stations. What was the turning point?
Well, I mean, it happened in college, and I was going to this college in Oregon, in the States, and is at University of Oregon. And I had been there about a year, and this was I was still really heavily abusing drugs, and I was selling drugs to support my habits and my life, and I end up getting busted for growing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I you'd think I would have kind of caught the drift after they caught me doing that, but I didn't really, and I just kind of continued doing what I was doing, continued to sell, and it's really all I knew how to do, and so anyways, I just continued doing that, and after the first time I kind of went through that, I did start questioning life, and I started to really kind of wonder, you know, is there something else, you know, am I experiencing it, and, you know, if there is something else, you know, what is it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I started asking a lot of questions, and this whole time I was living in this apartment complex near the campus, and there was, I was living, we call them quad units, and
yeah.
Basically it's four apartments with a one common living space, so everybody has their own entrance, but you share a middle ground, a kitchen and little living room and whatever, and then you have your own bedroom or whatever, an entrance. And so I was living in one of these, and there was three guys living with me, and all three of them had grown up together. They had all been best friends for years. And one of the guys had come to school all in hopes that he would be able to, you know, share the gospel with his two best friends, because
mm-hmm.
neither of them believed. And so here I find myself living in this situation, and both of the other two guys both did a bit of drugs themselves, and so I ended up selling them drugs. And so we have this one guy that's a believer, and the rest of us were kind of,
drug addicts.
Yeah, out there. And I think that it was one of those things where the guy's name was Chris, that was the Christian, and he could have been really angry at me. And in fact, I think he even told me there was a little time period where he's kind of mad at God. He's like, I don't understand God.
Hmm.
But he really felt that God impressed on his heart that he was supposed to pray for me and supposed to share the gospel and really just kind of pursue me.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did over the course of about a year. And I, over that year, pretty much, just kind of ignored him and thought he was a little crazy.
Mm.
But during this time, as I had been busted and was growing still, and one night I was sitting in my apartment, and I don't know what provoked it other than I just felt like, I don't know, I was really depressed, and I had this Bible that I don't even know, I think my grandma had given it to me when I was a little kid. But I had just been sitting up on my shelf, and if I had ever really read it, but I knew it talked about God, and I was definitely curious, and I was definitely asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I picked it up and kind of opened it up, and I just kind of remember being like, God, if you're real, then show me who you are. And I just stuck my finger in and started reading. And the scripture that I was reading was talking about cleaning the demons out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the first time, like, I just got really scared, is really the only way to put it. And I just really felt like God was warning me, saying that this lifestyle, this drugs, and everything I was doing were my demons. And so I took it seriously. I got up the next day, and I just started getting rid of everything. I was growing, you know, and selling again, and I just started clearing it out of my house and throwing it all away, and I literally got rid of everything, and like a day or two later, the cops showed up at my door with a search warrant.
Is that right?
And came in.
Is that right?
And searched, and they didn't find anything, and it was just, for me, there's too many things happening that it just was coincidence. I just couldn't believe it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really where my pursuit of trying to figure out more about this God of the Bible and
where it began, and what did that mean for the cravings that you had for the drugs?
Well, you know, it was a slow wean. But I don't know if God just gave me a lot of grace, or He just put me in the hands of the right people. But I started getting myself away from there, and I kind of had a really dramatic experience, and so it really shook me up pretty hard, and I took it really serious, and so I just kind of walked away from the whole life altogether. I walked away from the kids I was running with, and from the drug culture, and I started getting really involved in a local church, mm-hmm. And really just surrounding myself with people who seemed to care about my heart and my life over, you know, the drugs that I had and all that kind of thing. So I can't say that it was just like an instantaneous, I was just all of a sudden not an addict anymore, but I definitely I started to get through that. And then another thing I think that God gave me a blessing with was because of the charges that I had gotten prior. They put me on 3 years probation, and I had to meet in with a probation officer, and I had to pee in a cup and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there wasn't really room for a slip up unless I wanted to screw myself up even worse. And I had to clean myself up in some points, and then there's other points where I just didn't really desire it anymore. You know, I think I tasted something that was real.
Yeah, and so here you are all these years later, and you're producing songs. And by the way, songs of immense poetic quality. I just love what you actually do with your music. By the way, we're talking to Sean McDonald, singer-songwriter, who produces all sorts of wonderful poetic works like this. This is a new one called Clarity.
Just a simple man with a simple plan, trying to find my way home. In this dusted way with nothing left to say, I stagger and I roam. And I'm tired and I'm worn and my clothes kind of torn from this long hard road. And my arms and legs weak, I continue to seek, leave behind this load. I need clarity, truth to be, and peace to make me whole. I want freedom to come and head to be done, and love to guide my soul. I want love.
Donald on Open House. It's called Clarity. The new album is called Roots, and he's on the line now. Just whether it be the lyrics, whether it be just your mixing of so many styles, or indeed instruments. The new album has got brass, banjo, accordion, even a busted toy piano that you play. Where do you get your creativity from?
I don't know. Like, I think it has something to do with, you know, my past. When I became a believer, I didn't really connect with a lot of music that I was hearing, and I was kind of a hippie kid, so I came from like the Bob Marley and Simon Garfunkel and like all these kind of singer songwriters and just more earthy music, and so what I was hearing in the Christian world was kind of this overproduced happy stuff that I just don't know that I fully was connecting with, and so I kind of started writing music and kind of writing the things that I felt like I wasn't hearing, and sound wise, I don't know. I mean, I like interesting.
You like broken toy pianos?
Yeah, you know, you can make beautiful music with anything. It's just a matter of how you hear it. So.
Yeah. Beautiful. And where do you write your lyrics? Would you be somebody, because of the poetry in your music, I mean, would you actually say you're a lyric man first before music?
To a point. I mean, I definitely really like gravitate towards lyrics. I even when I'm listening to music, I'm always listening to what everybody has to say, you know, and how they say it. And you know, like, I just think that I think words, when you put them to music, can be a very eye-opening thing. And if they're crafted right and whatnot, I think that you can really change the way people see things. I don't know why that is. Why putting a melody to words. It might be words you've heard over and over again through your life, but with a melody on them, they just speak louder or something. But So yeah, I really like lyrics. It's definitely, it's probably what I call myself first, is more of a lyricist. But you know, I hope that I can make music too, because I love it as well. But.
Yeah. Well, it's been great to talk to you tonight, Sean. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah.
And I hope you've enjoyed the rest of your time in Australia. And when are you heading back, by the way?
We leave Tuesday.
Okay.
Midday.
Okay. Well, the new album is called Roots, and songs like Clarity are on it. All the best with your music. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, Sean McDonald there. Openhouseonline.com.au for our conversation with Sean as well from tomorrow afternoon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.